So earlier today, a big story, the Western Cape High Court declared that the government's nuclear procurement processes to date have been unlawful. It was Judge Lee Bozalek declaring that government's attempts to secure nuclear energy were unlawful. And also included in that is the initial determination to procure nuclear energy in 2013, the cooperation agreements already signed with Russia, the US and South Korea, as well as former Energy Minister Tina Joemat-Pettersson's decision to hand over the procurement of nuclear energy to Eskom late last year. Now, let me say, we reached out to Eskom and we were told that they cannot comment as they still need to study the Western Cape High Court's judgment. And we could have told you that without even going to them, but we just did, going to them knowing how they would respond. And we've also, since this morning, trying to get a response from the Department of Energy. Their media officer said she had still not received confirmation from her bosses. I need to tell you that so that you don't go around saying, why does Rudy's show only speak to one side? You never represent this side. You never do this. You never do that. We invite people and they choose when to come or when not to come. So this is what has happened. So we'll have the conversations without them. Chris Yelland, energy analyst, manager of EE Publishers. Good afternoon to you, Chris. Always a pleasure talking to you. That's a hell of a lot of things that the court found were unlawful today.
Yes, it's been a huge news story and a very big and significant setback for the Department of Energy, for the government and for Eskom in their nuclear ambitions for South Africa. And this really has brought into question and in fact brought to a halt, a very sudden halt, the procurement process that looked like it was steaming ahead. And it has really been stopped in its tracks by this court order. And so a very important and significant judgment today.
That must make Malusi Gigaba's job easy, because now he doesn't have to make a decision.
Well, I don't think that this is necessarily the end of the story.
Okay.
Because there will no doubt be an appeal against this judgment. And what the judgment does, if I read it correctly, is it really forces government and the Department of Energy and Eskom to do it right. In other words, they've got to start again with a clean slate. And as in with nuclear, whether it's nuclear construction or nuclear design or nuclear procurement, if it is not done right, it will be stopped in its tracks because of the nature of nuclear power. And what we're seeing today is stopping the process. And really, if the government wants to proceed, they're going to have to start again with a clean slate.
So basically, I think that's important, Chris. It doesn't mean we're never going to hear about this. We're never going to talk about this. But the government is basically being told, if you're going to do this, you must do it within the confines of the law. Is that so?
That's exactly it. The judgment, not only faulted, issues of procedure, but also issues of substance. And yes, they have to do it right. And at the very least, I would imagine that this is going to set back the procurement process by about a year, perhaps even more, because there has to be a parliamentary process. NERSA was criticized severely in the judgment not acting independently, not following an open, transparent public process. And these processes are going to have to start again and be done properly in a consultative manner. And even so, that's not to say it will definitely go ahead, because maybe after all the consultations, come to a stop.
Mm.
But we also have to look to the political situation in South Africa with the ANC elective conference at the end of this year. There could be a change in the ANC leadership. And of course, there's President Zuma's position, and we know that he has been one of the driving forces behind the nuclear program.
Yeah. And also, I think also to be accurate, the court, correct me if I'm wrong, did not make a pronouncement on the affordability matter, which is what opposition parties and critics of this program are also saying, that it would bankrupt the country. It's not for the courts to determine that aspect, right?
Quite correct. The courts were very careful, not to tread the line between the separation of powers. They not set to tell government how to do its job, what energy mix there should be for South Africa and what government can afford and not afford. That is left to government, rightly so. But in anything they do, they have to do it properly. procedurally and lawfully within the confines of the Constitution and the law of South Africa.
Well, Chris, we are watching this one. It's a very, very important one. The court case first launched in October 2015 with Earth Life Africa and Southern African Faith Communities Environment Institute. And that one, Chris, is about more the environmental concerns and all of that. So this is definitely a complex matter.
Certainly, indeed, it is. The environmental issues are one aspect, but I think this particular court action, has really been involved and concerning itself not with whether nuclear is right or wrong, not with the safety aspect, not with the cost aspect, but with the process of procurement and consultation and due process. That is what this challenge has been all about. And certainly nuclear as an option, I think, is still on the table. But if it's going to go nuclear, it has to be done properly.
Now, just as an aside, I mean, do you think the government doesn't know what the procedures are on something so important? Or they know, they just don't believe anyone else would challenge them. It just, you know, I'm mortified more and more, Chris, with the level of flagrant disregard for the laws. What do we say? Do we become charitable and say they genuinely don't know and are making mistakes? Then they must learn, or they know, but they just don't give a damn. I mean, what's this?
Well, I think you're right. It is a huge embarrassment, I think, for South Africa. This process is not a new process. The nuclear discussion has been ongoing, for more than a decade. Even since the previous nuclear procurement, which was halted in its tracks in 2008, when South Africa decided, after going out, getting bids, selecting and shortlisting preferred bidders, and finally deciding that they couldn't afford it. So this discussion has been ongoing for many, many years. And I think it is, it reflects poorly on South Africa and government and the Department of Energy, to make these kind of mistakes. And really it reflects very poorly on the competence of the Department of Energy in handling a complex procurement like this.
Thank you very much, Chris Yelland, energy analyst and manager of EE Publishers. Thanks for your time. And that's exactly it. I mean, you'd think that's some embarrassment, come on, guys. We just keep losing and losing these cases over very important constitutional matters. This is not even complicated, this aspect. It was just about following the right procedure. You're going to do something that is so life-changing, that requires so much money, and you don't think you need to familiarize yourself with the laws? Call me when they win some case in the court. Just call me. We'll have a party or something.